بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الثالث, the third hadith in this chapter, and this chapter is that as we go towards the end of our life, as we grow older, we should be preparing more and more for akhirat. So with regard to that, and Aisha radiallahu anha qalat, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, ما صلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة بعد أن نزلت عليه إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح إلا أن يقول فيها. That Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام did not perform any namaz after the surah إذا جاء نصر الله was revealed to him. After that he would not perform any namaz but that he would say in that namaz, Subhanaka Rabbana wa bihamdik, Allahumma khfirli, muttafaqun alayh. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam started adding these words, Subhanaka Rabbana, you are pure and free, O Allah, wa bihamdik, and all praise belongs only to you, Allahumma khfirli, O Allah, forgive me. In other words, he increased this towards the end of his life. وفي رواية في الصحيحين أنها, and in another narration which also comes in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif, also narrated by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Yeah, also a point that should be noted that the private life and the private ibadat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should not have been known to the ummah had Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam not have his wives, the family. They knew his private life, his ibadat at night at home. Nobody else knew this. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was very close and monitored and noted everything. She says, Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yukthiru an yaqula fi ruku'ihi wa sujoodihi. Towards the end of his life, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam increased with this du'as in his ruku and his sajda. Subhanaka Allahumma Rabbana wa bihamdi, Allahumma khfirli. This du'a, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam started reading it in abundance. Yata'awwalu al-Qur'an ma'ana. That Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam took out the meaning of the Qur'an Sharif and made amal on it. The first recipient of the Qur'an, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and the greatest amal on the Qur'an Sharif was by Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. So according to the instructions of the Qur'an, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam started reading this and in abundance. Yet awwalul Qur'an, that he should, the meaning of the Qur'an he had taken out and he made amal on it. أي يعمل ما أمر به في القرآن في قوله تعالى. That is, he made amal on what Allah had commanded him in the Qur'an Sharif, in the words of Allah, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Allah commanded him that he should read the tasbih of Allah and should sing the praises of Allah and make istighfar. So accordingly, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam increased this towards the end of his life. وَفِي رِوَايَةِ لِمُسْلِمْ كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُكْثِرُ أَنْ يَقُولَ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَمُوتْ. And in the narration of Muslim Sharif, it is narrated that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam used to read this in abundance before he passed away. That is, right towards the end of his life, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam increased this tremendously. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ. The same words which were mentioned. قَالَتْ عَيْشَ. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha then said to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَا هَذِي الْكَلِمَاتِ الَّتِي أَرَاكَ أَحْدَثْتَهَا تَقُولُهَا. What are these words, new words I see you are saying? Before you were not saying these words. Now I see you are reading this. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik nastaghfiruka. I see you are reading this a lot. This was not your habit before. The Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, قَالَ جُعِلْتُ لِي عَلَامَةٌ فِي أُمَّتِي. That a certain جُعِلَتْ لِي عَلَامَةٌ فِي أُمَّتِي. A certain sign has been made for me in my ummah. إِذَا رَأَيْتُهَا Qultuha. When I see that sign, then I've been commanded to say these words. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحُ إِلَى آخِرِ السُّورَةِ. That is what Allah has said in the surah, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. And that is the help of Allah comes, the outward meaning, Makkah Sharif will be conquered. And Makkah at that time was under the hand of the Kuffar, the Quraysh. And they were ruling there. But Allah gave a sign that it will be conquered. And then Islam is going to spread like wildfire in the world. That when I see that, I must increase the praises of Allah and I must make Tawbah and Istighfar. And the real meaning, the meaning that was hidden in there is that that will be a sign that now I must leave the world. My work that I have come for, my mission, I have completed that. And now Allah is going to call me back. And when I see that sign that I'm going back to Allah, I must increase with tasbih, singing the praise, the tasbih of Allah, tahmid, the praises of Allah, and tawbah and istighfar. And this is a lesson for us also. As we are growing older, we should be increasing in this also all the time. And also in it is a lesson that when Allah Ta'ala blesses us with some ni'mat, the shukr of Allah, we should increase our namaz and increase tasbih and tahmid and istighfar. And we should not go around boasting about what we have done. I have achieved this, we have achieved this. That's not a sign of acceptance. Sign of acceptance is that a person turns to Allah and he praises Allah Ta'ala. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لَهُ. And in another narration that comes in Muslim Sharif, قَالَ كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ يُكْثِرُ مِنْ قَوْلِ. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should read in abundance, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. The same words, the same meaning in different words, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should read that in abundance. قَالَتْ كُلْتُ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha said, I said, O Allah's Rasul, أَرَاكَ تُكْثِرُ مِنْ قَوْلِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ وَأَتُوبَ إِلَيْهِ. That I see you are reading these words in abundance now. And I noticed before you were not reading these words, now you are reading them. فَقَالَ أَخْبَرَنِي رَبِّي أَنِّي سَأَرَى أَلَامَةً فِي أُمَّتِي فَإِذَا رَأَيْتُهَا أَكْثَرْتُ مِنْ قَوْلِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ بِحَمْدِهِ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ فَقَدْ رَأَيْتُهَا. That Allah had informed me that when you will see certain signs in your ummah, then when you see them, then I should read, I was told that I must read this word, Subhanallah bihamdihi, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Now I've seen that sign. Idha ja'a nasrullahi wal fath. That sign was the surah that was revealed, that Makkah Sharif will be conquered, Islam will spread in the world, and that I've completed my mission, and now will be the time for me to return to Allah. So therefore, I'm reading that in abundance. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. So this clear signs I've seen, and these words now, I'm reading them in abundance. The lesson for us is that in all matters, we also must make shukr to Allah. We're getting tawfiq of namaz, we should make read the tasbih of Allah. And we should, and in the tasbih that Allah is pure of all blemishes. There is nothing, no fault, no weakness in Allah. In that we are admitting, I am full of faults. Though I've tried, my Allah, you have given me tawfiq, but I can't make my namazes properly. I can't make my ibadah properly. And whatever I'm doing, it's not me. I don't deserve any praise. Praise is only for you. And we end it with tawbah and istighfar. That is how a person should be. And not that he starts talking that me in my life, I did this and I did that and this achievement and I do this. Or we go around boasting about it. That is a clear sign of rejection from Allah Ta'ala. But when we turn in humility to Allah And moreover, in our private life, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did this in his tahajjud namaz. And we should never have known about this if it was not reported by Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. So this, that people go around crowing about not even what they have done, what somebody else has done, and they boasting about it. Yuhibun and yuhmadu bima lam yafalu. They love to be praised of things which they did not even do. And the things that they are doing, fake and wrong things, and they want praises from Allah. This is very, very dangerous road towards destruction. We should turn to Allah in sincerity and make shukr to Him, ask forgiveness for our faults. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. Subhanallah.